This podcast delivers an immersive in-universe radio news experience set in the Helldivers 2 universe. Get the latest news, updates, and battlefield reports from the past week, brought to you by PV Productions on Helldivers Radio. Please note, this show is not affiliated with Arrowhead Studios or Sony. It's an original production featuring original characters crafted for Helldiver fans by Helldiver fans.
In the heart of the night, we're bringing the news, updates from the front, the war we choose. Tech's advancing, strategies unfold, stories of heroes both brave and bold. Here's your daily wartime update, Super Earth's fight is never late. Joe Turner's got your vital dose, with Penny and Bulldog, we're keeping you close. Tune in tonight for updates that shine, 8 p.m. CST, it's wartime time!
Good evening, Helldivers.
You are tuned in to channel 107, your only reliable source for wartime updates. Straight from the front lines, I'm Joe Turner, bringing you the latest reports from the ongoing campaign against the Illumina and Terminid threats. We've got a packed briefing this Friday evening, so let's get straight into it. On this week's Battlefield Report, February 14th, 2185, the Illuminate advance. Break 2 comes under attack by the Illuminate forces earlier in the morning. Our Helldivers mobilized swiftly and successfully defended the planet by 1249. Ceres was also targeted, but held strong with reports confirming a successful defense at 1002. February 15th, Terminids at Finnier 3. Finnier 3 comes under a siege by the Terminids, pushing into the Gloom's border. The center of science critical to understanding the Meridian Singularity was at risk. All Helldivers were ordered to hold the line. February 16th, major losses. Oasis fell to the Illuminate forces earlier in the morning. Finnier 3 was secured by 0435, ensuring that research into dark energy and the Singularity continues. Parsh was overrun despite the efforts of Helldiver forces. February 17th and 18th. The Illuminate Surge, Andar, Baldric Prime, and Canopus all fell in rapid succession. Maw came under attack but could not be defeated by midday, February 18th. Meanwhile, on Finnier 3, researchers made a critical discovery. The energy produced by E710 matches properties of dark energy, further linking the Illuminate manipulation of the Meridian Singularity. The Xeno-Entomology Center on Turing has deployed gloom-resistant technology, providing Helldivers with communication systems and spore filters to navigate hostile environments. February 19th and 21st, a war of attrition. Rass, Alhithi, Hort, and Azus Prime all fell to the Illuminate forces. Genesis Prime, Elysian Meadows, and a Cuban's Prime were overrun as Helldivers struggled to maintain ground. Ongoing battles rage, Sephorian and Arawa. Reinforcements are desperately needed. That's the quick breakdown. Up next, Penny Lively with the tech update. We'll be right back after this break.
This April.
Welcome to Haven's Reach.
Episode 3. War doesn't wait for the sun to rise, it moves in the dark, silent, relentless.
What we need is bait.
Everyone, weapons hot! Down!
Maybe heat signatures or sound pulses.
Specialist! Damn it. It's far more advanced than anything we've seen.
Out here, survival is a choice, one made every second, every breath.
We've got one chance at this. Stone, make it count.
Failsafe activated. 30 seconds. Whatever comes next, one thing's clear. There's no going back now. The question is, how far am I willing to go?
Their camouflage isn't just about blending in anymore. They've developed the ability to bend light around their bodies.
They're fast, strong, and lethal. We need containment ready to go before it even gets close.
We had a plan, but plans don't win wars. Soldiers do. We thought we knew the enemy. We were wrong. This wasn't just another battle. It was the start of something far worse. Episode 3 of the Halloween Offensive begins this April.
It's done. Nothing's getting out of there now.
Freedom isn't free. It's powered by courage, commitment, and high-yield explosives. Introducing the Servants of Freedom War Bomb. Equip the B-100 portable Hell Bomb for up-close liberation, or wield the GP-20 Ultimatum to deliver justice from a distance. And remember, democracy isn't just a word, it's a blast. Available now for all loyal citizens of Super Earth.
Good day, Helldivers. This is Penny Lively bringing you the latest on battlefield technology, updates, and crucial fixes straight from Super Earth's finest engineers. Let's dive right in. First up, we have a fresh patch that's tightening up ship operations and battlefield stability. Here's what's been fixed. Crash resolutions. Rare crashes when traveling between planets, fixed. Unexpected language selection crashes, gone. Issues caused by rapid emote switching, neutralized. Some Helldivers were finding themselves unable to purchase ship modules, despite having enough samples. That bug has now been democratically eradicated. With these fixes in place, your experience across the galaxy should be smoother. But as always, report any anomalies to your local Super Earth technician. Helldivers, if you've ever waited impatiently for that one item to return to the superstore, good news. The 3-page superstore is back in full force, meaning faster rotations and better access to essential war gear. No more waiting for democracy to cycle back in, get what you need, when you need it. Let us know what you think. Now let's talk about the gloom. Our super destroyer systems took a hit as the fog clouds inside the gloom started interfering with critical combat operations. Helldivers were experiencing severe crashes on high combat rating gloom missions. To keep things operational, certain enemies were temporarily disabled to maintain mission stability. But as of this morning, filtration systems have been fully restored. Enemy presence inside the gloom is back online, and your democratic destruction efforts can resume at full force. No excuses. Get out there and cleanse the battlefield. That's all for today's tech update. Keep your weapons calibrated, your stratagems ready, and your mission logs up to date. This is Penny Lively signing off. Stay sharp, stay smart, and stay loyal to Super Earth. Up next, Joe Turner with the wartime briefing.
Thanks, Penny. This is your Tactical Insights, Forging of the Path Forward. Our analysts report that the Illuminates' tactics are evolving. The connection between their use of dark energy and the Singularity's movement is becoming more apparent, and we must push forward to prevent further planetary losses. The recent discovery on Fenrir 3 suggests that E710 is central to the Illuminates' power. Super Earth scientists need time to analyze this energy, which means securing Fourier Prime for continued research. Helldivers, you are the shield against the dark force that seeks to undermine democracy. Helldivers, we have three fronts, one war, the fate of Super Earth. Let's break it down. The Illuminate aren't just fighting, they're systematically dismantling our defenses. In the past week, they've hit Ceres, Brink 2, Andar, Canubis, and Genesis Prime. Some we held, others we lost. What are their next moves? Fourier Prime, critical research world. If they take it, we lose control over dark energy studies. Turing, home to the new gloom-resistant tech. A prime sabotage target. A core system raid? They're setting up for something big. We need to hit them first. Countermeasures? Reinforce Fourier Prime and Turing. Identify and intercept their next strike before they hit our core systems. Fenrir 3 was nearly overrun by predator strain Terminid, but we held the line. What did we learn? They hunt in pack, they flank, they adapt. E710 is our key to dark energy, but it accelerates their evolution. If they take Fourier Prime, we're not just fighting bugs, we're fighting whatever they become. What's the next expected moves? Fourier Prime, a high-risk terminated invasion. Hellmeyer, early swarm buildup detected. An unknown target swarm migration suggests a new infestation site forming. Unknown location. Countermeasures. Deploy napalm, flamethrowers, and anti-gloom measures now. Any fire is good fire. Fortify Fourier Prime before both factions descend on it. Scout and preemptively strike the next infestation point. We cannot afford to stay on the defense. It's time to take this fight to them. Stay sharp, Helldivers. The war isn't waiting for us to catch up. Up next, the Democracy Report with Bulldog.
All right, Helldivers. This is Bulldog, bringing you the Democracy Report straight from the Galileo space station near the Gloom. If you're looking for sugar-coated stories, tune into the Ministry of Truth sanitized broadcast for kids. We deal in the cold, hard facts of war here, where the blood flows, the bullets fly, and freedom is either defended or lost. The war against tyranny rages on, and let me tell you, it's been one hell of a week. Let's break it down, starting with our recent victories. And yeah, we took some losses, but setbacks aren't defeats. They're just another reason to reload. Now here's something that'll get the eggheads all worked up. The scientists at Fenrir 3 managed to make something of all that bug filth left behind. Turns out, the Terminant carcasses are teeming with E710, the very same substance that fuels our FTL drives. And here's the kicker. The energy signature of E710, it matches known properties of dark energy. Now, I ain't a scientist, but even I can add 2 and 2. That means those Illuminate bastards have probably been using dark energy to move the Meridian Singularity, just like we use E710 to jump across the stars. If that's true, it means they're not just pulling strings. They're rewriting the damn laws of physics. And that, Helldivers, means we've got a whole new kind of war on our hands. Orders have come down from High Command. With Fenrir 3 holding, the next priority is 40 Prime. The Boffins there have been burning through E710 reserves faster than an exosuit through a bug horde. Good news. The Gloom is rich with untapped E710 sources. Bad news? That means a lot of Terminates. Super Earth Command isn't giving us much of a choice. We need that planet, and we need those resources. That means every Helldiver listening better get ready to drop into hell and back. You want to win this war? You fight for it. We've got a fight ahead of us. The Illuminate aren't extinct. The Terminids aren't slowing down. And now, we've got the proof they're both gunning for something bigger than we ever realized. But let me remind you of something. Something we all knew the moment we took the oath. We don't back down. We don't break. We fight, bleed, and die. But we never surrender. Strap in, load up, and when you hit the ground, give them hell. We'll be back after this quick ad break.
isn't free. It's powered by courage, commitment, and high-yield explosives. Introducing the Servants of Freedom War Bond. Equip the B-100 portable hell bomb for up-close liberation, or wield the GP-20 ultimatum to deliver justice from a distance. And remember, democracy isn't just a word, it's a blast. Available now for all loyal citizens of Super Earth.
This was a pre-recorded episode earlier this week. Good day, Helldivers. You're tuned in to GNR 107, your frontline source for truth, tactics, and the survival of Super Earth. I'm Joe Turner, and today we dive through the singularity to uncover a mystery that could alter the course of our war. With us, we have Dr. Elaine Vexer, expert in terminid biology. Welcome, Doctor.
Thank you, Joe. A pleasure to be here.
And joining us is Professor Dylan Corvus, astrophysicist extraordinaire, here to explain what makes the Meridian Singularity more than just a celestial curiosity. Professor Corvus, thanks for making the time.
Joe, when a gravitational anomaly wipes out an entire planet and leaves behind engineered radiation patterns, you clear your calendar.
Engineering radiation? I can tell this is going to be a good one. Let's dig in. So, Professor, let's start with the Meridian Singularity. How did it destroy Angel's Venture?
The Meridian Singularity was not a naturally occurring phenomenon. Super Earth High Command deemed Meridia a lost cause after termicide treatment created a terminid supercolony. Operation Enduring Peace was initiated, using dark fluid to collapse Meridia into a black hole on June 2nd, 2184. However, recent data shows the singularity is behaving unnaturally. It's moving, something black holes don't do.
Moving? You're saying this singularity is being steered?
Exactly. Black holes naturally emit Hawking radiation, which usually dissipates symmetrically over time. But the Meridian Singularity exhibits directional bursts of Hawking radiation, suggesting an external force is controlling it.
And we're linking this to the Illuminate?
We lack direct proof, but gravitational wave signatures near the Singularity match patterns observed in ancient Illuminate artifacts. After the last contact war, recovered relics hinted at gravitational manipulation far beyond our current technology. The synchronized anomalies surrounding Meridian suggest an engineered event, potentially aimed at disrupting Super Earth defenses.
And if they can control a black hole, what else are they capable of?
This war might not have ended when we thought it did. Shifting gears, Dr. Vexer, we've got new bugs on the field. Predator terminids? What's going on there?
The predator strain appears to be a result of prolonged gloom exposure. These terminids have developed enhanced cognitive patterns and more aggressive pack tactics.
What does that mean for Helldivers in the field?
It means they're unpredictable. We've seen hunting behaviors reminiscent of terrestrial wolf packs, flanking, bait tactics, and adaptive ambushes.
Does that indicate a hive mind structure?
Yes. We've identified synaptic relay nodes beneath their dorsal plates, biological analogs to tactical communication arrays. Their spores act as a network, allowing near-instant adaptation to combat conditions.
How do we counter them?
Fire, suppression, and overwhelming force. The FLAM-40 flamethrower and orbital napalm barrages can disrupt spore-based communication. Tesla towers and automated turrets create layered kill zones. Most importantly, teamwork. Lone Helldivers will be overrun.
Looks like solo runs are a thing of the past. The gloom? It's more than just a battlefield hazard. What makes it so dangerous?
It's an adaptive biome, a mutagenic spore cloud that blinds sensors, warps radio signals, and accelerates terminid evolution.
But there's something more. The gloom distorts light and gravitational fields, similar to what we see near Meridian.
Are you saying they're connected?
The spread of the gloom follows a pattern. one that aligns eerily well with known gravitational anomalies. If the Illuminate are manipulating the singularity, they may also be using the gloom to create controlled ecosystems for terminate evolution.
Breeding war machines inside the gloom?
We're fighting on three fronts, then. The Terminids, the Automatons, and the enemy we thought was extinct. Professor, if the Illuminate are behind this, what does it mean for us?
It means we're fighting an enemy that isn't just returning. They never left. And now they may be weaponizing the very fabric of reality itself.
Well, that's all the time we have for now. Stay sharp out there, Helldivers. The universe just got a whole lot darker. This is Joe Turner. Democracy never dies.
Helldivers, we're at a turning point. The Illuminate aren't gone. The Terminids aren't just a mindless swarm. And now, we know the battlefield is bigger than ever imagined. The Meridian Singularity isn't just a black hole, it's a weapon. The gloom isn't just an environmental hazard, it's a breeding ground for an enemy we barely understand. The war is evolving. So must we. Super Earth Command has made its stance clear. Hold the line. Take the fight to them and never let up. If you're listening to this broadcast, you already know that's at stake. Every battle we win, every planet we hold, every enemy we eliminate brings us one step closer to securing the future for humanity. We have a three-front war, and the only way forward is through.
This show, Helldivers Radio, was a PV production. All music sound not original to the podcast is licensed to the podcast. We ask that you contact us at helldiverradio@gmail.com before using any sounds or music for commercial usage for this reason. Thanks for listening.
Steal our hearts, raise heads high, we'll fight strong through storm and sky. Liberty calls, answer the fight. Hold the line through day and night. Boom, 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 boom. They stole our voice, they took our home. Crushed our dreams, turned hearts to stone. Break the chains, shatter control. Freedom burns.